Chanclas.
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 Flip flops. Flip flop.
Flip flop. Flip flop. Flip flop. Flip flop. Flip flop. All the way to the beach.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 63 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. I'm Reza, and to my right, I have Craig. How are you?
Hi, Reza. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm very well.
You look good.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you're new to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, you're very welcome. 63 episodes. Hey, that's quite a lot. And you can find all those episodes if you check out www.inglespodcast.com. All the episodes are there, as well as other interesting podcasts. Craig, any feedback from listeners?
No.
Oh. Any more Patreon sponsors?
No.
Oh, dear.
This episode, we're going to speak about the uses of get. So let's
get cracking.
Get started. Let's get going. First of all, looking at vocabulary. Oh, this is a tweet from William, who contacted us via Twitter and said, can you explain me how to use the verb get?
In 20 minutes and half an hour? No.
Is it correct to say, can you explain me?
No. Can you explain to me?
Or can you explain how to use? Just explain plus how to use or how to do. Can you explain how to use the verb get?
No is the answer.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. We can't tell you everything about the verb to get, but we can give you lots of examples, but warn you that there are so many that we couldn't possibly cover them all in one lesson.
That's true. So, if you don't believe us, just go to the dictionary, open your dictionary to get and see how many entries you have.
Yeah, or and put it another way, just get yourself over to a dictionary and get looking, and you'll see that you've got quite a task ahead of you to get your head around all the meanings of get.
Or get your head around to understand or comprehend. So get your head around or get around is a phrasal verb. And there are many, many phrasal verbs with get. For example, to get by financially means to manage. For example, English teachers don't earn very much money, but we get by, don't we, Reza? We get by on our salary.
We get by. We would get by more easily with more Patreon sponsors. No, we wouldn't. That's not true. Because Patreon, remember, is to pay for transcripts, not for us to get by.
That's right.
We want to get, that means to hire a person to transcribe the words, all the words, and write them. That's what we want to do. We want to get a person to do that, to get a person to hire, to use.
So if you'd like to be a patron of this show, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Inglés Podcast.
And get yourself on the list.
And get yourself on the list so that we can get some transcripts for you. So back to phrasal verbs. Get by in Spanish, arreglarse, I think. How much can you get by on each month? Other common phrasal verbs we get on and get off.
A bus, a train, a tram, for example.
Subir y bajar. Mm-hmm. Get in and get out of.
That's for a car or a taxi.
Exactly. Why do you think it is? Why is it get on a bus but get in a car? Why is it get on a train but get in a taxi?
I think it's to do with the size of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. If it's something big like a boat, a tram, a train, then we think of it one way, whereas a car is smaller, I think.
I agree. It's also higher, isn't it? It's más alto. So the idea of you get on a plane or get on a train, subes muy arriba, and get in because a car is lower. So the idea of getting in it. Mm-hmm. Get out of doing something.
To avoid.
For example, to get out of doing the washing up. To avoid doing the washing up.
What about to get off with something?
get off
the criminal committed a fraud. He stole money, but no one caught him. He got off with it. He kept the money and he wasn't arrested. He got off with it.
Escapar.
Yeah. Not be punished.
You could also say get away with.
It's the same as get off with, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. To escape punishment for a crime or a bad action. Salirse con la suya.
And to get on with something?
To...
Let's get on with it.
Continue.
Yeah.
Start working on it.
Yeah. Not waste any time waiting.
And there's another meaning of get on with is llevarse bien. Do you get on well with your boss? Do you get on well with your brothers and sisters? Do you have a good relationship? What's the first thing you do in the morning after you wake up?
Get up.
Get up. Levantarse.
Then I get dressed.
What time do you get up in summer? Do you get up later because it's hotter?
No, about the same time, actually.
I get up earlier. I can't sleep very well in the summer. So I go to bed later and I get up earlier. I really feel tired in the summer because it's so hot and humid. I get up at different times.
Yeah. Though one thing, and listeners, it's probably best if you try not to imagine this, try not to visualize this. Don't get the image in your head. But I tend to get dressed much later in the summer.
Ooh.
I get up, but I don't get dressed because I want to enjoy the cool, fresh air before it starts to get too hot.
Get over?
To recover?
Yep. To recover from an illness or maybe a surprise. Have you got over your cold yet? Recuperarse? You got over it? Do you have any more phrasal verbs we get before we move on?
Get through to someone?
Communicate.
Yeah. It's difficult to get through to my wife. We always argue. We don't seem to understand each other. I find it hard to get through to her.
Mm-hmm. There are more phrasal verbs with our colleague Marie. If you go to episode 54, that's inglespodcast.com/Marie, M-A-R-I-E, you'll find a whole podcast, a complete podcast speaking about phrasal verbs.
Craig, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
It seems that you got your hair cut recently. It's a bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I did.
You've got your hair cut recently.
I got my hair cut. I could also say I've had my hair cut because I think you're speaking about the causative.
Indeed I am. Can you tell the listeners a bit more about that?
Well, I went to get my hair cut last week and...
So who cut it?
My hairdresser.
Not you.
No, because if I cut it myself, I would say I cut my hair, not I got my hair cut, because... Try to think of the passive. You get your hair cut by someone. Have you got anything done by anybody recently?
I got my temperature taken by the doctor, or I had my temperature taken by the doctor.
Did you go for a checkup?
I did.
Everything okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. So with get, we can say that we cause something to happen, causal. So that's why it's called the causative. We cause something to happen or to be done. And it's a less formal way of saying have something done. You can get your car serviced. Hacer una revisión del coche. We also use get to mean that we cause something to happen. So, for example, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sir. We're just getting the room cleaned for you. So you arrive at a hotel and they tell you that they're getting the room cleaned or they're getting the room ready for you. You can get someone to do something. For example, they got me to make a presentation at work, which is a quite an informal expression. They got me to do it. I didn't want to do it. I hate speaking in front of people. They persuaded me to do it. They got me to make a presentation. Another example, can you help me get this photocopier working? Or I want to get this podcast edited today. Okay, let's move on to using get plus a place, which means to reach or arrive at a place. For example, how are you getting to Belfast? You're going to Belfast soon. How are you getting there? How are you arriving there?
I'm flying there from Belfast to Belfast. That's how I'm getting there.
From Belfast to Belfast?
Sorry.
It's a round trip ticket. Yeah,
that would be a very short journey. I meant to say from Barcelona to Belfast. That's how I'm getting there.
So you're getting there by plane.
Yeah, and I'm getting to Barcelona on the train.
Mm-hmm. What time did you get here today?
You'll never believe this, listeners, but I was 10 minutes late. I got here at 10 past 11 mm-hmm. rather than 11.
And did you get here by car?
No, by bus.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave here at 3 p.m., what time will you get to your flat?
About 3:45.
So you'll get home an hour after you leave here?
Get home. Not get to home. Get home, you said, yeah? Mm-hmm. Llegar a casa. What about this llegar a casa? Well, goodbye, no two in English.
Forget it, be
it's
careful.
It's a special exception.
Yeah.
Normally, as Craig has been demonstrating, he asked me, how am I getting to Belfast? And I said, I'm getting to Belfast by plane. I'm getting to Barcelona on the train, get to. But home is a special expression, no to. Get home, no to.
Exactly. So remember that four places, to arrive at a place, to get home, to get to work, to get to a place.
But as you just said, arrive at.
And arrive at.
Not arrive to, arrive at, but get to.
But I think get is more commonly used in conversational English when you speak than arrive. So try to get used to. Try to get used to using get and not arrive. What time do you get home? What time do you get to work? Reza, do you mind if I tell our listeners about something we like?
Go ahead, Craig.
Of course, it's italki.com. Italki is an internet website where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at very low cost. Why one-to-one? Well, there's that human connection with a real teacher. No software programs, no apps on your phone. It's a one-to-one class. And Reza, why do your students like one-to-one classes? Because you teach one-to-one sometimes.
Because it's the most personalized way to improve your English.
Yeah, it's very effective. You get a lot of talking time with your teacher, a lot of practice to improve your fluency. And you need to find the right teacher, but you can change your teacher until you find a teacher you feel comfortable with, until you find the right teacher for you. And Italki are offering a special deal to our listeners, 100 free Italki credits, which are called ITCs on their website. So when you sign up for their paid service, you get basically one free lesson. How do you find it? Go to inglespodcast.com/Italki, Italki. Reza and I want to thank Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And another use of get is with a direct object, which means to obtain, obtener, to receive or to buy, comprar.
Which are not the same.
Which are
to buy is not the same as to receive.
No, it's not the same.
Which can be very confusing. Craig, here's a... Can we demonstrate with this question? This is what I always use in class. What did you get for Christmas?
I got a new pair of socks and some slippers.
So we're saying, what did you receive for Christmas?
What did I receive as a gift?
Craig, what did you get Angeles for Christmas?
I got her a new bicycle.
Now we mean buy. Mm-hmm. You see how similar they are. It's very tricky, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But yeah, buy or receive... Or obtain, with the example, how old were you when you got your driving license? How old were you when you got your driving license? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, because it wasn't that long ago. I was about 34.
So you got your driving license quite late. Well, not late, but, you know, not very early.
Yes, when I was 34. I know. Some of you listeners are thinking, hold on. I've seen in the show notes, I've seen a picture of Reza. He doesn't look a day over 24. Well, I'm afraid I'm even older than 34. Hard to believe. Get your head around that.
So the car that you drove was a DeLorean and it took you back to the future.
Oh, funny you mentioned DeLorean. You're going to make me go off on an angle now. Are you ready to get into some trivia?
Okay.
I can absolutely guarantee you that no other person in Valencia and possibly Spain has seen more DeLorean cars than me, and I'm prepared to bet you money. I'm totally serious. I mean, in the flesh, no person has seen as many DeLorean cars as I have.
Weren't they made in Northern Ireland?
They were made half a mile away from my house.
Yeah.
I've seen a few DeLorean cars in my time.
I haven't seen any. What are they like?
Well, you've seen Back to the Future. That's what they look like. By the way, they were all grey.
And they've got
metallic
those,
grey.
The doors that open.
The wing doors. They've all got those grey wing doors that open to the side. And only one colour, as far as I know, was made grey. And strangely, all the cars were made in one factory in Northern Ireland, even for the American market, and had to be exported over to America from Northern Ireland. The factory was about half a mile from my house. So at the time, I reckon I saw about 50 DeLoreans a day. Can anyone say they've seen more than that?
Did you ever drive one?
I've been in one or two. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they like? Are they like inside? Are they comfortable?
Yeah, they're very comfortable, actually. Very futuristic, even now.
So why did they stop making them?
The company got involved in a scandal and they went bankrupt and all sorts of things happened.
What does bankrupt mean?
They had no more money left. They had no money. They got into trouble with the bank.
Bancarrota. Mm-hmm. Reza, how many emails do you get per day or per week?
I get about 6 or 7 emails a day.
And would you rather get an email or a letter?
It depends on the circumstances. Generally, I'd rather get an email. But occasionally, I like to get letters from friends I don't often hear from.
It's nice to get letters in the post, I think, and open a real letter. Yeah. So that's the use of get for receiving, to receive a letter or receive an email. And with buying, for example, I need to get a new pair of shoes because in July in Valencia they have the sales, las rebajas. So I'm going to get a new pair of shoes. Are you getting anything in the sales?
I might get a pair of flip-flops.
Chanclas.
Flip-flops. Flip-flop.
All the way to the beach. When are you getting your flat done up?
Oh, Craig, that eternal question. I have to get my act together.
We should explain done up. Done up, to get your flat done up is reformar.
To get work done.
Renovar or redecorar. To decorate, hacer una reforma.
Yeah, to get work done, to have work done. And I still haven't got my act together. To get your act together means to do what you're supposed to do.
To organise yourself.
I need to get my ass in gear. That means to do what you're supposed to do as well.
Not get your DeLorean in gear, get your ass in gear.
Craig, have you ever considered getting married?
I have actually. But it hasn't happened yet. I nearly got married many, many years ago.
Did you get engaged first?
Not officially. I was going to get married, and long story, in the end, it didn't happen, and I think it was the right decision.
So we say get, first of all, engaged, get married, then, if you're a bit unlucky, get separated, and finally get divorced.
Get divorced. And then hopefully get over it, recover from it. Yes.
Craig, have you ever done anything bad? Well, did you ever do anything bad when you were a child and you got caught, you got found out?
Many things. One thing that I remember with my best friend Graham, we bought catapults. Don't know what catapult is in Spanish. Is it similar?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Catapult is a thing that you use to shoot stones at people. Mm-hmm. But we
don't advise you to do this at home, by the way.
We didn't do that. What we did was we went to our upstairs bedroom and we shot stones across the road and smashed windows in the house on the other side of the street. And of course, we got caught, and my father took me to the lady's house, and I had to stand in front of her and say, "I'm very sorry, it was me who broke your windows, and I will pay you back the money."
You could have got arrested.
I could have, yeah. I could have got arrested. But I was very, very young. Yeah.
So you did get into trouble, that's so for
I
sure.
Got into trouble quite regularly. What about you?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything too serious.
You were a good boy.
I was a very good boy, yeah. I was a very good boy, yeah.
Did you ever get arrested when you were younger?
No. I've never been arrested in all my life, no. Tell me, Craig, have you ever got in debt?
No, thankfully, I've never got in debt. My dad always taught me to pay back my debts. Mm-hmm. So luckily, I've never got in debt.
Craig, well, if I told you that last night I had a date with, let's see, with Keira Knightley, you might well say to me, "Get real, Reza."
Get real.
What are you saying by get real?
Be honest. Don't tell lies. Be straight with me. Be honest with me. Tell me the truth. Get real. Mm-hmm. Or get me her phone number, I'd probably say. Get can also, when get is with an adjective, it can mean become, to become. For example, it's getting hotter every day here in Valencia. It's becoming hotter. Or I'm getting old, which is true. Yeah. Are there any advantages in getting old that you can see?
Yes, you get wiser.
You do, don't you? You get wiser. Yeah.
Although you do get more tired.
That's true. You get to see the big picture. You get clearer priorities of life, I think, and you get to appreciate the small things in life.
Ah, you get to do something means you have the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. You get to, for example, I'm very lucky. I get to do these podcasts with Craig every week. I have the opportunity. I get to do the podcasts.
Do you ever get tired of teaching?
No, never. Never.
Me never neither. Really. No, me neither.
Craig, when I told you that I was getting it on with Keira Knightley, to get it on with someone means to ligar. When I was getting it on with Keira Knightley, you said to me, get real, Reza, or you could say get a grip. It means come back to reality, pull yourself together.
Or I could say, get out of here.
Get out of here, yeah. In other words, you're lying. Stop saying that, you liar. Get out of here. But the reason I said it was, Craig, because I got drunk. And it was my imagination to get drunk.
That's get in the use of become.
Yeah.
Yep. To get drunk is to become, to get drunk, to get overweight, to get tired. Yeah.
As Craig knows, I invent many foolish stories. They often center around me fantasizing that I might get lucky with some woman. To get lucky means, you obviously, to be successful, to achieve what you want. And Craig says to me, "You spend so much time with these stories, Reza. Why don't you just get a life?" To get a life means do something useful. Stop wasting your time with nonsense. Get a life.
I think we should go and get lunch. What do you think?
Let's go get some food.
Let's go get some food. So we're going to leave you with get for the time being. We hope that's been helpful, William. And thank you for your question. If you have a question or a comment, then please send us an email to craig@inglespodcast.com or to reza@belfastreza@gmail.com. Or you can record your voice on our webpage at inglespodcast.com and send us a sound file with your comment or question. You can also sign up for our email list at inglespodcast.com because we'll send you an email every month with all the podcasts we've made and published. So we're going to get out of here. So in next week's episode, we'll be looking at Force Friends. Until then, it's goodbye from Reza.
And it's get down, baby, from Craig.
Get on down. We'll see you soon. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. And there was also music by Kevin MacLeod. The track was called Your Call. And it's available at Kevin's website at incompetech.com. www.thebusinessofmoney.com.